Hank Ballard died this past Sunday after suffering from throat cancer. Ballard was the lead singer for the Royals, later known as the Midnighters. His recording, Work With Me, Annie, was the biggest R&B hit of 1954. Terry Gross spoke with Hank Ballard in 1993 from his home in L.A. and asked him to remember the first time he heard Chubby Checker's cover of The Twist. He told Terry he was taking a swim.
And I heard this twist blasting across white radio, pop station, not in Miami, the biggest pop station down there. But when the man said, Chubby Checker, after the first course, I knew it wasn't me. You know, but when the first eight bars, I thought it was me.
So the first time you heard Chubby Checker's recording of The Twist, for the first chorus, you thought it was you. Then you realized it wasn't you. When you listen to those records now, what do you think of the comparison between your version and the cover?
I know my version is superior to Chubby Checker's. If you put the two on, you can see the difference. My version has more guts in it, more drive, and my vocal is a little superior over Chubby Checker's. But when I hear some of these reporters, and I see sometimes they write that Chubby Checker had a slicker version. What was slick about his version? I don't know. The slickness came when American Bandstand was playing it. Dick Clark, that's what made The Twist. You could have recorded The Twist and it would have been a hit if Dick Clark was playing it.
You think so?
Yeah, but man, during that time, you could record a grunt. If Dick Clark played it, it was a hit overnight.
No, how come Dick Clark played Chubby Checker's version of The Twist and not yours?
Chubby Checker was in Dick Clark's stable. You know, he had a stable of artists. That was Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, Dee Dee Shark, Fabian. Now, all these acts was in his stable.
And Chubby Checker was one of the guys from Philadelphia where Bandstand came out.
Yeah, but see, he was also... Okay, I'll give you a good hint. Dick Clark's wife is the one that named him Chubby Checker. Doesn't that tell you something?
Right, so he was in on the record.
It was a lot of politics going on during that time with this particular record, between Dick Clark and my record company.
Uh-huh.
Dick Clark made Finger Poppin' Time a hit. You know, my A&R man told me that Dick Clark made a deal with King Records that if they didn't release my version of The Twist, he would make Finger Poppin' Time a hit for me, which he did.
So do you think most people realize now that you wrote The Twist and recorded
it
first?
No, they associate The Twist with Chubby Checker.
Mm-hmm. So have you spent much time with Chubby Checker?
Oh, yeah. You know what? See, Chubby has a terrible ego. See, but I've been nice to Chubby down through the years, been nice to him and his wife. I'm a thorn in his side. I'm like a nuisance, you know? He cannot go down in history without dragging me with him. And he hates that.
Can we go back to the mid-50s and talk about some of your hits from then?
Yeah.
There was your song, Work With Me, Annie.
You weren't even born then.
Oh, yes, I was.
That was in 1954.
I was born.
Huh?
Yeah. Now, there were a lot of stations that banned that record from
they banned it. made it the biggest, it's the fifth biggest R&B record ever recorded.
What were the lyrics and why was it banned?
It was banned because I had suggestive lyrics. You know, like, when I first wrote the song, I had a different title. I had Sock It To Me, Annie. But FCC, the Sock It To Me is a no-no, it's obscene. So I changed it to Roll With Me, Annie. They said, Roll With Me is obscene. You can't use that lyric. So what I did, now during that time, that was a time in the ghetto in Detroit, they had this little slang going around. Say, man, did you get some work last night? You're talking about sex, you know. Did you get some work last night? So I know what I'll do. I'll call it Work With Me, Annie, you know? Then they won't know what I'm talking about. They can read between the lines. But what made it so obvious when the lyric, Annie, please don't cheat. Give me all my meat. That's when the suggestive lyrics came in.
Well, did you think of The Twist and Finger Poppin' Time as suggestive?
No, but the FCC tried to say that The Twist was obscene. But there's nothing obscene about The Twist and Finger Poppin' Time. I wrote Finger Poppin' Time. I was in a restaurant on Broadway there in New York. And it was a gentleman sitting next to me, and this young lady walked up and said, Mister, can you tell me what time it is? He popped his finger and said, Baby, it's finger popping time. So I said, that sounds like a good song title, you know? I went to the hotel and wrote that one in about 15 minutes.
Listen, for any of our listeners who don't remember that song, would you just sing a couple of lines of it?
What, finger popping time?
Yeah.
Hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now, it's finger pop. poppin' time. Finger poppin', poppin' time. I feel so good. And that's a real good sign. Yes, I do feel good. I'm airborne, folks. No. You know what? I know a soul finger popping time, it has country overtone. The melody is country.
You think so?
Yeah, because my first music was country. I still like country music.
Huh.
Yeah, the whole melody, finger popping time, and my rhythm is country. Now, on almost all my songs, my rhythm is, my guitar is doing country licks.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, yeah, when you listen, you hear. That's why nobody can play the twist the way my band does it, because most guitars don't play that country lick. You know, especially the black guitars. It's that country lick that makes my rhythm.
Hmm. Well, I want to thank you a lot for talking with us.
You know, it's been nice talking to you. You know.
Terry Gross spoke with Hank Ballard in 1993. Hank Ballard died this past Sunday.